I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She always stands by Erica, and her character came for the president of America. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sarah Paulson and Lisa Rinna now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, coming down from a Beverly Hills that left us all on the floor like we were Kathy Hilton, casually howling at our dogs. Classic. My first guest is turning out one hell of a performance as Linda Tripp in Impeachment, American Crime Story, a show that's so scandalous, Sutton's probably calling her lawyers right now to ask if she should associate with it. Watch it Tuesdays at 10 on FX. Give it up for our friend Sarah Paulson. I mean, honestly, the only person that could make Linda Tripp, make me appreciate her. And Sarah actually requested to be on with my next guest, either because she genuinely loves her or because she wants to get her hands on Harry Hamlin's sauce recipe. It's Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Lisa Rinna. Rinna, you might think Garcelle's jabby, but tonight's bartender literally jabs for a living. Say hi to Leah and Sonia's boxing coach, Martin Snow. Hey, Martin. And, by the way, Martin is a superstar, runaway star of Roni. Also, I found out tonight that you used to box with Erica Jane.
I trained her when she was Girardi.
Yeah.
So call her Girardi.
Yeah, okay. Is she a good boxer? She's tough, right?
She punches like a mule can get downhill. She's a tough bitch.
Wow. All right. Before we go any further, I do need everyone's opinions on Erica's insane ponytail tonight, held together by a gold loop. This was a feat of Nate. This was really cool.
That was cool, I thought.
I think it's Paulson. Super cool.
Very okay,
cool.
We're into it.
We're into it.
I want to dive into tonight's Beverly Hills. Lots to discuss. God, I don't even know where to start. Lisa Rinna, initial reaction to all the bombshells Erica dropped about Tom's accident and the son's car flipping over in the snow. Does it snow in L.A.?
I got a phone call right after it happened.
Okay.
So I had heard it. You know, when it gets put together with other things.
Yes.
Sounds different than when you get a phone call from your girlfriend that says, oh, my God, this just happened.
Yeah.
This happened with Tom, and then my son was driving home, and then he flipped his car. So it wasn't crazy to me when I heard it, because if you heard my life, you would go, oh, my God, your life sounds really crazy, too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. The number one question that I get, and I think all of you get,
right,
is, did Erica know? Did Erica know?
Right.
Did she know what Tom was allegedly doing?
Right.
Did you automatically believe that she didn't know, or did you have conversations that brought you to that opinion?
I think, and I still do, that we need to let this play out, because why would Tom Girardi ever tell Erica Jayne anything? She doesn't work at the law firm. There's lawyer-client privilege. How could he ever even come home and say, oh, honey, by the way, I did this, this, and this?
Big question for you. Will you feel bad defending her if it comes out that she was knowledgeable of his duties?
I, of course, will. And of course I will. And, you know, I'll have it out with her. That's the thing. It's like, if she is somehow lying to me in any way, shape, or form, we will come to terms with that. Mm-hmm. But I have to let this play out because no one's been charged. Mm-hmm. You know, no one's been arrested. Like, you got it. We haven't even heard her side of the story. And I know everyone's furious with me for, like, standing by her. But, like,
she's your friend.
She's my friend at the end of the day. And she hasn't been charged. And I believe he did it. You know? He did this.
Also, no one on Twitter believes you were too drunk to know what happened at that day.
All right. Well, first of all, I was drunk, and what you don't know is two times I had to get up. I actually wasn't there during the fight.
Okay.
Because I started sneezing.
Okay.
Now, when there's COVID going on, you don't want to be sitting at a dinner table sneezing.
Okay.
I was not there for the fight.
Okay.
I was in the bathroom, and that is a true story.
Number one question for Sarah Paulson. Uh-oh. Which of the housewives would you want to play if Tom Girardi is the subject of an American Crime Story season? Would you want to play Erica?
I want to play Tom.
Sarah Paulson may think she hung up her Marsha Clark wig for good, but since she requested to be on with Lisa Rinna, I know she's foaming at the mouth to cross-examine the star witness sitting to her left. I'm putting 60 seconds on the clock. In a minute. Sarah, God. You can ask her anything you want. Go.
Is the clock starting now? Was there anybody during the reunion you went in thinking something and came out feeling differently?
Yes.
Oh, who?
Well,
okay, you don't have
leave
to
it.
Leave it.
Leave it. What was the thing you were most frightened about, Amelia, being with Scott?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay, but
everything.
It's over now.
It's over now.
Okay.
Good question.
Did you put any of the food from Garcelle's dinner into your napkin?
No.
You ate it all.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, that's a good friend.
That's
a really good friend.
It looked
yeah.
delicious, but I, too, am a fish. These are not my... I've got 25 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Those were my three big questions, and she did it really quickly.
How many thank yous does Garcelle have to give you for that sauce for you to be happy?
Just one more. You just need to text me.
Just one more.
Because Harry Hamlin asked me, did Garcelle like the sauce? And I wanted to be able to say, she did. She loved it.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
It wasn't for me. It was for him.
Thank you very much. That was the winner minute. Paulson had to immerse herself in the world of the Clinton impeachment to play Linda Tripp. But when it comes to Bravo, her judgments are always unimpeachable. I want to go through them all. Stance on everything with Erica. Everyone's asking us, did she know? What do you think?
I don't think she knew.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay. General thoughts on Housewives newbies Crystal and Ebony.
Love them both. Was a little on the fence about Crystal at first. Have come to find more affection for her. Ebony, I'm into it. I'm mostly into her Gucci puffer during the interviews. I love it.
Do you feel it's fair that Sutton is taking the most heat this season from Erica when she's asking the same questions all the women would want answered?
It's only fair in the sense that she's putting herself front and center, and also the girls are putting her front and center when she's asking the same questions that they want to. I think she's getting the heat appropriately, but also everybody else should be getting it as well.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, how would you rate Ramona's behavior at Ebony's Black Shabbat event?
22.
Do you agree with fans that it is hypocritical for your girl Rinna to handle Erica with kid gloves after going so hard on Denise last season over infinitely less serious allegations?
I don't know what to say about this, because here's what I feel at the end of the day. The people you love are the people you love. I don't actually know what intimacy level Rinna and Denise had throughout the year. years and may have been one thing at one time, and it's ebbs and flows and they change. And her closeness to Erica is very evident. And, you know, I want a friend who's going to stand by me until proven otherwise.
Favorite Kathy Hilton moment so far this season?
Who's Hunky Dory?
As an acclaimed thespian, what did you make of the women in New York acting as one another at Ramona's Galentine's party?
I mean, I wasn't impressed.
Do you agree that, PK, that Erica is seemingly still being controlled by Tom?
I think that's possible, but right now I'm sort of watching and listening and learning.
Thoughts on Luann's upcoming Christmas cabaret
concert? Cannot wait!
Thank you very much!
Wow. Yeah. Well, did I get them all? Yeah.
That was a lot. We really ran through those. I love it.
Really good.
Really good
really
answers.
Good.
I'm
you.
Like, wow.
I'm very up to date, man.
You are.
I am working on these two shows, and I miss not one of these
episodes.
Do you
talk to Ryan Murphy about Housewives while you're shooting?
Yes, we do talk about it. Yes.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Yes. I know Lisa was probably so crushed when Scott Disick and Amelia broke up that she cried even more single tears than she did that time with the bunny. So I want to see who this actress would recast in the role of potential son-in-law. Rena, I'm going to present you with some eligible bachelors.
Oh, yeah.
Swipe right if you would consider letting any of them near your daughter.
Okay.
How about your social media buddy, Drake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Jeff Kung, Crystal's pop star brother?
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe.
He's 40.
No, too old.
Jay, he's 40.
Okay. Too old. No, you're too old.
Craig Conover. From Southern Charm?
No.
Okay. What about Frank Catania Sr.?
No.
Okay. No.
Nope.
Pete Davidson?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about Scooter Braun?
No.
Okay. John Boyega?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He's the greatest actor, man.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
I hate to be influencing you, but he's fantastic.
How about Brody Jenner?
No.
No, okay.
I know
that was
Brody.
Quick.
So, yeah.
How about Jaden Smith?
Young.
Oh!
Isn't he a boy?
Yes, he's her age.
But, he's 23.
I would say yes, but they're already friends, so okay. I think they already know each other.
Okay, how about Tristan Thompson?
No.
No, okay. Thank you very much, Lisa. At the bar, it's Leah and Sonia's boxing coach. Martin Stone, you're also a little bit of a life coach, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I try to be. I've had enough lunatics in my life. That
yes. Who's the biggest lunatic on Roni? I mean, you really dealt with all of them.
Well, you know, only because I've trained McSweeney for so long. She's like, but I tell you what, she's got a great, great heart.
Yes.
She's got the best heart.
They all do.
She's got great,
they
great talent.
Yes. By the way, congratulations on Rinna Beauty. I think it's a smash, right? To smash. What color are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing the Heidi kit.
Of course you are.
I'm wearing the Heidi kit.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy.
Congratulations.
So happy for you.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm so happy for you because, I'm watching Impeachment, and you're just incredible.
Yes.
And we got a question. Victoria S. wants to know if you found any socially redeeming qualities in Linda Tripp's character that we may have somehow overlooked.
Socially redeeming?
Yeah.
She was a wonderful mother, and her children worshipped her, and her grandchildren worshipped her, and she was a wonderful wife to her second husband.
How do you think her family will feel about your portrayal of her?
I did have the most extraordinary thing happen, which somehow Vanity Fair got a hold of Allison Tripp Foley, who is her daughter, who is featured more heavily in the latter half of the series. And she gave an interview and said that she wishes her mother could have seen it. And
wow.
It was, for me, one of those things where I felt like, okay,
huge
no matter what.
Absolutely.
And she did. She kept saying it was only the first episode, so she may change her opinion.
Right,
but
right.
She said she wanted to show it to her grandchildren.
That's great.
So,
that's great.
Wow. Let's take questions from our virtual fans.
Yes.
Darcy is in Maine with a question for Sarah Paulson. Yes, Darcy.
Darcy.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Okay, so what was your biggest misconception about Monica Lewinsky before you worked with her on Impeachment, and how did your opinion change now?
I probably thought Monica was slutty. That's probably the truth. That's probably what I thought. That is what I thought
right.
as a young woman I, you know, we were very
living
close,
through the scandal,
living through the scandal, yeah. And I was a young, I was the same age. Monica and I have become friends since all this has happened because she's a producer on the show. But I probably did hold that belief, you know, much like I thought about Marsha Clark, all kinds of erroneous things,
right.
And the same thing about Linda. So, but I don't think that anymore. I've had a much broader view of
you. You still buddies with Marsha Clark?
Yes,
do you
I'm still
see buddies. Her?
Yeah,
oh, that's
we still
great.
Are. Yeah.
Here's Madison in Montana from our northern neighbor, Canada, with a question for Lisa Rinna. Yes, hi, ladies.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Sarah. Hey. Sarah, I just want to say I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you so much. Isn't this question for Lisa?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
What is
you can be
it?
A fan
yes.
all you
throw
want.
It to Lisa.
It's all good.
Yes.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Do you think it's a bit hypocritical for the group to be calling Garcelle a bully for her conflict with Dorit, but then say nothing about Erica's behavior towards Sutton?
Our show is based on hypocrisy. That is what I can tell you.
Is it based on hypocrisy? Thank you, virtual fans.
And thank
wow.
you.
I mean, I think the whole thing's...
Thoughts on Erica's social media posts.
Well.
Okay.
I had suggested to Erica that she hire a crisis management firm.
Seems like it would be the time.
To deal with this, and that was early on,
and
that was not something that she was interested in doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think I stated how I felt yeah. early on, that's and I think do. That's all you can do.
Well, it is Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, and I am honored to be joined by Lisa Rinna, the woman whose literal religion is to own it, baby.
Oh.
So in honor of that, I thought we could play a round of Atone It, baby.
Oh,
our announcer, Paul, is going to ask pointed questions about the things we might want to get off our chests from this year and give us the opportunity to publicly atone. Okay, Paul, fire away.
Sarah.
Yes.
Can you name one thing you still owe Holland Taylor an apology for?
Oh, everything. All day, every day, sir. Thanks for the question.
Okay, Paul.
Lisa, upon reflecting, is there anything in particular you want to atone for regarding Denise?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't like my behavior and how I treated her. I was mean and I was cruel and...
This is why I like you.
I was cruel. I was too cruel. I absolutely was, and I would like to atone for that. I was.
This is good. This is a yummy
true.
Tour.
Like
okay.
It's true.
Give us more.
Like
okay, Paul.
Andy, anything you've said behind Anderson's back this past year you want to confess to?
I don't think there's anything that I would say behind Anderson's back that I wouldn't say to his face. That I just because we tell each other everything's good. Yeah. Okay, Paul.
Next.
Sarah,
yes.
Is there one awkward celebrity red carpet encounter for which you need to seek atonement?
I don't know about atonement. I did photobomb Madonna at the Met Ball a couple years ago. And,
that was good, though.
And yeah. it went sort of viral. I felt like I stole her thunder, quite honestly, and that was not kind of me. So I apologize to Madonna for that.
Very good. Okay.
This is good.
Yeah, this
Lisa.
Is really good.
What
yes,
is
yes.
the worst thing you said about Scott Disick behind his back?
Oh, you don't have to say that.
You know, I've actually been quite nice about Scott Disick, and I would never say that out loud, anything. I might have thought things
okay.
that weren't very good.
You can
good.
Atone for your thoughts.
Can I atone for my thoughts?
Silently.
Okay.
You
yeah,
tell
okay,
anybody
so,
about
yeah.
I mean, you weren't, I mean, on the show, on broadcast television, you weren't totally thrilled about it.
No, but you weren't mean.
I right. wasn't mean. Listen, I tried really hard. I was really patient, and I tried really hard. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right, one more, Paul.
Andy, is there one question you've asked a guest that you now regret asking?
Oh.
You know, we were running out of time in the show, and I very flippantly asked Oprah Winfrey if she had ever swam in the lady pond, and it sounded so flip, and it just wasn't the time, and she was taken aback, and... Maybe that.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Martin at the bar. Thank you.
Thank you.
What in a galaxy of great, you know, featured characters on The Housewives? You're up there.
I am humbled.
We love to see you.
Humbled.
We love. We've been wanting you in the clubhouse for a while. Absolutely.
Wait to be.
Rinna, anything you want to preview about the reunion? What did you think? How did Erica do?
Oh,
Erica was great.
Erica did great. Don't you think? I think Erica was great.
I'm going to say she answered 98% of what
was she emotional? Yeah. Was there emotion?
Oh, there's everything.
There was a lot of emotion.
You know what? She showed up and she came there and she spoke and she answered a lot of, I think she answered questions that people had. Mm-hmm. She gave an answer that you haven't heard.
Oh.
Don't you think?
I do.
Okay. I think it was good.
How long do I have to wait for this? It's really my question.
It's like October. About 5 weeks away.
Yeah, it's like October 6th.
As long as I have episodes in between, I'll be all right.
Yeah,
you have
good.
A lot.
Okay, great.
Okay. Yeah, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Dorit's wedding dresses aren't the first bridal gowns to grace Bravo, although they may be the first to be revealed via a drop curtain in a backyard in Encino. Anyway, I thought we should honor the dresses that walked down Bravo's aisle first as we count down the top 5 most iconic Bravo wedding dresses.
Oh.
Number 5 bride demanded outfit changes from all of her wedding guests, but I'm glad she kept on this gorgeous blue-gray number. Long enough to get married, it's Adriana from Miami.
Oh.
That was an incredible dress. You were at my wedding, Denise, is something our number 4 entry could say to herself in the mirror. Denise Richards rocking a mini dress, wedding gown. That's number 4. And leave it to Candy Burris Tucker to wear a nude, feathery wedding gown that can seamlessly go from day to night to sex dungeon in a snap.
Whoa,
that
Andy.
Is number 3. Coming in at number 2, it's a woman who has given us not one, but 2 Bravo weddings. Cynthia Bailey's silver wedding dress, equipped with the biggest bow you've ever seen.
Love a bow.
That was amazing. From silver to good as gold, our number 1 Bravo wedding dress of all time has to go to Sheena's iconic crop top wedding dress.
Oh.
She showed a midriff. We love it.
Wow.
These belong in the Smithsonian, people. Or at least at BravoCon.
Let's give it for the
midriff. Want to thank Sarah, Rinna, and Martin for being here. Catch Sarah in Impeachment on FX. She is incredible. More Beverly Hills coming up. We'll see you tomorrow night, everybody. Jessica Chastain and Anthony Borowski at 10:15.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are back. Sarah Paulson stars on Impeachment, American Crime Story. New episodes every Tuesday at 10 on FX. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills every Wednesday at 8, starring Lisa Rinna. Get Rinna Beauty. If you can find it, it's selling like crazy. Rinna Beauty. Martin Snow is Leah and Sonia's boxing trainer.
Thank you.
So the gym that you're at is called?
It's Trinity Boxing Club.
Very good.
16 years at Catholic school. I learned how to box from the nuns because you can't hit the nun. It's a mortal sin. But if you make a miss, it's only a venial sin. So that's
I want to go back to the virtual fans. Here's Dante from Chicago with a question for Sarah.
Sarah, great to see you. I have to say quite quickly, Lisa, your lips are popping. You look great.
Yes.
Thanks, baby.
Beauty.
I meant Rinna.
I knew you did, but I was happy to
do this anyway.
Yeah. Support Rinna with a clap.
Yeah.
We're trying here.
Yeah.
In any event. So if you were to ask Linda Tripp a question before she passed away, what would it have been?
Oh, that's a great question. What is one question you would have asked Linda Tripp?
Oh God. Dante, is it?
Yeah.
This is really a hard question because I have 3,000. I mean,
really?
I literally have been doing this for almost
immersed.
2 years.
Yeah.
And so it's like the sea of questions that come into my mind. But I probably would want to talk to her about regret.
Right.
You know, and in the Slow Burn podcast, there was the reporter did go to see her in Middleburg, Virginia, where she lived. And some of that came up, and I could hear the emotion in Linda's voice, which is something that informed some of the choices I made in the show, because I knew she, I'm not going to say she felt badly, because I do think she committed to her choice and kind of doubled down on that choice.
But, yeah.
But at the end of the day, I do think, in retrospect, thinking about Monica, and she had true affection for Monica, and recognizing the consequence of her actions on this very young girl, that is a hard thing to understand. So I would want to talk to her about that.
And those two never
They never saw
spoke.
Each other again, and you'll yes. see something that happens in episode 6 where they see each other for the last time. That is, I think, it's a small moment, but it is shocking and very upsetting.
And something that really happened.
And something that happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's wild.
Anne Marie from Washington has a question for Lisa Rinna.
You look beautiful.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Scallop.
Thank
wow,
you.
Gorgeous.
I got my satin hair tonight.
Yes, I love it.
Your fun hair. What's your question?
So what was your reaction watching tonight's dinner of PK, Dory, Kyle, and Mauricio gossiping about not believing Erica? And have you felt caught in the middle of your friendships with them because of all of their questionings of her?
The first answer would be, it actually hurt me to see that because, you know, as we watch the show back, we don't know what other people are doing. Mm. And I felt sad for everyone involved because of the mocking and the laughing. And I don't think anybody really meant to go there, but they did. Mm. And it hurt my heart. And the second part of the question was, you know, I believe that everybody has to work out their own stuff. So I'm still okay with everybody. That's about Dorit and Kyle and Mauricio and PK. So I really don't have any judgment other than I'm sad for the whole situation. And it made me sad for Erica. It made me feel like, oh, yeah, that's hard to watch. That's hard.
Do you think Kyle and Dorit were overreacting about the comment Garcelle made in the press that the women were coming for her this year?
No, actually, I don't, because I think that, you know, when you go out into the press and say things, it's provocative. Mm-hmm. And I think that we certainly weren't coming for her. I mean, if we're coming for you, say it. But when you're not having that, when that's not happening and you go out and say that and you're provocative, mm-hmm. you get a response of what you saw.
Sarah, Brittany T, I think I know the answer to this. Have you, Ryan Murphy, or anyone from the cast heard from any of the Clintons about the series yet?
The answer is no.
No.
No. But it's early yet. You never know.
Yes. Really don't.
No, that's not going to happen, right? We're not going to happen.
That is definitely not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, do you have any sense of what your next collaboration with Ryan Murphy will be? You are very much his muse.
I don't know. It's the first time in about 3 years where I don't know. I think this is my last season of Horror Story, probably. I mean, I don't know. Every time he comes to me with some wackadoodle stoodle character, I tend to be like, yes, let's
right.
do it. So I don't know. This is the first time.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see.
And it's very fun seeing you on the Peacock Days series.
That was fun.
That had to be a blast.
It really was. It was hard.
Yeah.
Well, we did it in 6 days, and I had about 85,000 pages of dialogue out of the blue of not acting for a while. So it was very difficult, I have to say. It was very difficult, but I did it. It was fun. It was fun. Fun to revisit
that.
Oh,
that's so cool.
I love how, I mean, Harry seems, I remember when you joined Beverly Hills Housewives.
Me too. I remember it too, Andy. It's a great day. I love it. It was the greatest day.
But I remember that kind of, I feel like, if I recall correctly, and tell me if I'm wrong, the deal was that Harry said, he'll give you like a couple moments. Like
he
it was
said,
like,
I will give you 3 moments and that's
right.
it.
Right. And we barely saw him. And I feel like he has, in a really sweet way, engaged and found his place on the show in
his own way and in his own time.
Yeah.
And like his terms.
And,
yeah.
And what does he make of it now? But I mean, I get a sense that he kind of gets a kick out of it at
this
point.
Well, you know, Harry watches every single episode. He's mm-hmm. been a part of all of it. He's so invested.
It was him noticing the body language of the women that I thought was so interesting in this most recent episode where he was like, oh, there's something going on. I can see the body language. And I thought, that's an actor for you. And also just like,
he just knows.
He just knows.
And he even showed up at...
At Dorit's.
I know.
At Dorit's.
That was really big. And again, I never push him and say...
It's you, Martin.
I just moved that thing. It made a sound. It was all me.
We alarm went off.
It was the thing moving. I'll do it again.
Right.
We never push Harry. That was his idea. You know, he knew I was going, and he really likes PK and Maurizio. And he said... You know, I think I might stop by. And I was like, great. Like, we just never put any pressure on him.
Yeah.
So the fact...
I just love the entrance. Like, it was
how great
so
was that?
Into the thing and then opened the big wooden door and there was Harry Hamlin. And I just thought, all right.
It's great.
Yeah,
it really
great.
Is. So we let Harry do what Harry wants to do. And he's joining.
Yeah.
He's coming around. It's fun.
It is
it's
fun.
It's really fun.
Well, you're both fun. Everybody watch Sarah Paulsman. I keep saying Paulsman. Impeach. I had a big shot of tequila. Impeachment, American Crime Story. New episodes every Tuesday. Lisa Rinna, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Rinna Beauty. Martin Snow. You can see him at Trinity 5 Club. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.